Hello, hello everyone, and happy Monday. Welcome to another week of Astro Consciousness. I am here to give you your weekly forecast of June 6th through the 12th. So we begin the week off with both of the luminaries, the sun and the moon, in signs ruled by Mercury. So we have the sun in Gemini and the moon in Virgo. Let's break this down a little bit because this sets the tone for the week, but it's also an energy that we want to be extremely mindful of. Let's talk about what Mercury's doing so that we understand what the sun and the moon are, the energy that they're extending. So currently, Mercury is coming out of station, post-retrograde station. So what does that mean? That whenever a planet moves retrograde and then it moves direct, it takes a little bit of time for it to pick up momentum and move fully direct again. So while Mercury is direct, it's as if it's just waking up from a 3-week slumber, right? And although Mercury has been out of retrograde for several days now, it's still waking up. It's still trying to pick up its momentum to be fully direct, and that will be as of Friday, June 10th, okay? So that's where Mercury's at. What does that tell us? That we need to be patient with answers, conversations, and things that we have been waiting on. Believe me, it won't be very long until you have the answer, the solution, what way to move forward. It won't be long. Give it time, okay? The sun in Gemini wants all of the information. It wants all the data. It wants to make sure that everything, that we know everything. And if we don't know everything, then we can fall on the negative manifesting energy of Gemini, which is analysis paralysis. Our mind is going and going and going. There's no end in sight. We feel like we need to have another conversation. We feel like we need to take another course, that we need to know how every single step of the way is going to work. This is further amplified by the fact that the moon, which represents our emotional processing, how we feel emotionally nurtured, is in Virgo. And while Virgo is really beautiful energy, it's energy, it's that wants to be of service, that can make order out of chaos, that the reason that it wants to make order out of chaos, the reason that it has such a keen eye for detail, is that that is that energy's way of being of service. Virgo reminds us of the beauty that it is to do whatever it is that we're doing in the moment, well, properly, with focused attention, so that we can avoid as much as possible coming back to something, especially if we don't need to. It's one of those energies of why would you leave for tomorrow what you can do today? Now, the flip side of that energy is that you're trying to fit in too many things today instead of leaving them for tomorrow, right? So you want to create some balance in there. With the sun in Gemini, the moon in Virgo, like I said, we want all of the information. We want all the details, especially with Virgo. What are steps 1 through 100? And I want them lined out, and I want to know exactly what the outcome is going to be. Impossible. Impossible. But what this energy tells us is that it is great for communication, because Mercury is the planet of communication. We have the sun, which represents our identity, our vitality, our presence, connecting with the moon in Virgo. This catalyzes things to move forward, but allow them to move forward on their own pace, and understand that if you push harder than you need to, you're only getting in your own way. You're only getting in the way of your process. Trust that it's unfolding as it needs to, as it should. In that way, you are able to take advantage of the first 2 days of the week, because this energy is available for the first 2 days of the week. Okay. So this is a great time to finally make a decision, to stop stalling on something that you have been mulling over and over, particularly in April and May. Whatever this is about, whatever this is about, there is a clarity there. And if you feel that there isn't clarity, I'm asking you to ask yourself, what are you in denial of? What are you in denial of? Because here's the thing. Gemini and Virgo energy together, they can cause more confusion if we are refusing to see what is in front of us. And you may ask, well, Millie, I don't know. I don't know what's in front of me. What am I supposed to make of what's in front of me? Here's what I offer. And this isn't something that you have to run your life by. This is just something that I have come to understand. It is a question that I come back to when my mind is all over the place, when it's dysregulated, when it's not connected to my body, when I don't know what's what. It's a few things. One, does this, whether it's a connection, a relationship, a project, an endeavor, whatever it is, does it feel honest to me? And what does that mean? For something to feel honest to me, does it bring me peace or does it bring me anxiety? Because if it brings me anxiety, that is my body yelling at me, this isn't it. This isn't it. If it brings me peace, which the body senses, then this is it. One of the things that I love, my co-host for the podcast, the Blue Butterfly Effect, my co-host Ashley, she said something really poignant in one of our podcasts. And she said, the mind lies, the body never lies. The mind lies, the body never lies. Okay. Now, this doesn't mean that you're not supposed to trust, you know, your rational thought. But when there is a disconnect, what does your body tell you? Are you just going over and over and over in your head, but this, but that, but yes, but no? Are you constantly going back and forth? Are you vacillating between two things, only increasing the anxiety in your body? So that is one of the things that I remind myself of. Does this feel honest to me? How does my body respond to it? And here's another thing that I've learned, again, from very personal experience and from what I've seen in my clients. That which is meant for you comes easily. That which is meant for you comes easily. That which is meant for you, let's say that this is about a relationship, right? And you're going back and forth. Should I do this? Should I not do this? Should I be here? Should I not be here? If you wanted to be in it, you would just be in it. And I know that there are other factors, there are other scenarios that can affect you being fully in a relationship. And if that's the case, don't you think that perhaps the things that are keeping you from fully embracing a relationship, a job or something, don't you think that those things are important to take care of before you fully commit to someone? Now, let's say that you do decide, right? Okay, I'm going to be in this relationship and I'm going to stop going back and forth. That doesn't mean, and if it feels easeful, if it feels like this feels right, this is it. That doesn't mean that you're not going to come across any barriers. It doesn't mean that you're not going to fight. It doesn't mean that you're not going to have things to overcome in the relationship. But your body is going to lead you to that. So I leave you with that, because one thing I'm finding, especially after eclipse season, it's really interesting because a lot of times eclipses make things very clear for us, very, very clear. And if we are feeling like we're in a state of confusion, I can definitely understand that, because significant changes, significant shifts can confuse us, because we are in a place of, okay, if this is not where I'm going to remain and stay and continue being, then where do I go? What do I do? How do I know what is aligned for me? And that is its own process. So I can understand that absolutely. At that point, what I definitely suggest is working with a coach, working with a therapist, so that you are able to walk yourself to the path that you're meant to be on, right? I am by no means suggesting ever that you do this on your own. Okay. So one thing I'm finding is that people are in the state of confusion, but they're also not willing to make a decision. And that's the thing. That's what the first 2 days of the week are telling us. And they're leading up to the main event of the week, which doesn't happen till Saturday, June 11th. So what have you been stalling on? Understand that the decision that has to be made, it doesn't have to feel heavy or convoluted. It doesn't. Do the thing, or at least try to do the thing. Step into it slowly and steadily and see where that takes you. Okay? So be very, very mindful of dissociation, because if you are in a space in which you need to make a decision, if you are in a space where you're feeling confused, the point isn't to dissociate. And if you feel like you can't make a decision, I totally, totally understand. But instead of dissociating and activating that confusion even more, perhaps looking within, holding it differently, again, processing it in safe space with someone who can guide you back to yourself and to that answer that only exists within you. This is something that we really have to remember this week, because we have so much cognitive, mental, rational energy moving in the air, moving in the cosmos this week, that it's very, very easy for us to become unanchored from our own soul. Very, very easily. Okay? So if it helps, create a simple step-by-step plan if you're moving in a different direction. Study the thing that you're trying to move towards, right? So let's say that you're going to start school, you're going to start a new course, you're going to get a new certification or something like that. It feels a little big. Okay, how do I baby step it? Who do I need to talk to? What questions do I have? What do I need to ask? Is there a payment plan? How does that payment plan work in my budget? Not to the point where you talk yourself out of something that you genuinely want, assuming that you genuinely want it, but to the point where you organize those thoughts. Because remember, Gemini and Virgo are about thoughts. A lot of them are about the mind. But Virgo is the energy of organization. And when we can organize ourselves from within, it's much easier to move forward. It's much easier to make certain decisions, okay? Be very mindful of analysis paralysis. Be very mindful of doubt, negative talk, negative self-talk. That's not the point. That's not how we want to receive this energy. And let's say that you do indulge in the negative self-talk. How can you bring yourself back? Who can you process with in safe space? Can you journal it out? Can you record yourself in a voice note and just let it all out? Just kind of like vomit it all out. And then perhaps listen to it and see how you're speaking to yourself. Take yourself outside of the narrative. Observe it and ask yourself, does this really serve me? Is this really taking me anywhere? Look, if there is a sense of heavy confusion, one thing I've noticed is that, again, from very personal experience, is that when I'm sensing a lot of confusion, it's usually because I'm avoiding something. I know that about myself at this point, and I've observed it in other people, especially the clients I've worked with. It's about getting down to, what am I avoiding? Because all of this, when things are meant for us, they're not confusing. We just know. We commit. We move forward. This has nothing to do with doing things quickly, with getting things done quickly, with getting things done to, not at all. It just means that we know. We know at a visceral level. What are you avoiding if that's the case? Okay, so that is the energy for Monday and Tuesday. We move on to Wednesday and Thursday. The moon will transit the sign of Libra. This brings into question the themes of, or highlights the themes of, relationships, partnerships, balance, relationship to self, equilibrium, the understanding in these 2 days of, okay, where am I doing a little too much? Where can I do less? Where am I doing not enough? What do I need to delegate? How do we create some kind of balance in our life, right? And if our life feels completely imbalanced and we just don't have the wherewithal to create some balance, because sometimes that's just how life hits us. We don't care to create balance. We don't care to do anything about certain things sometimes. And I think that that's okay. I think that when we are in a particular state, rather than just jumping to action to quote unquote fix it, sometimes our body asks us to just, okay, let me just feel this. Let me just process this. And then we can move into decision-making mode. So that is also balance. Holding an imbalance, holding a relationship that feels imbalanced, and still having a conversation of, this is what I'm feeling. This is what I need. What do you need? Again, creating communication. Communication is so important this week. So, so important. So what I leave you with is, do not keep things pent up inside you. And if you can't have a difficult conversation with someone just yet, I completely understand. But I very much suggest that you process in safe space with someone, because of the energy in the air this week and next, our nervous systems can feel stimulated, overly stimulated. Our minds can be going and going and going and going. We're not sure what's happening with our bodies. We haven't checked if we've drank water, if we're hungry, if we need to use the restroom, if we need a nap, if we need to breathe. Understanding how our body is doing throughout the day is a really great way to bring ourselves back to the present moment. And it can take a minute, literally just 60 seconds to say, okay, there goes my mind. Let me breathe. Okay, how does my body feel? Have I drank enough water? Am I hungry? Do I need to take a break? Do I need to take a lunch break? Do I need to go outside and catch sun for 5 minutes? What do I need in this moment that my mind is just going? Okay, so the moon in Libra also serves to create that balance in our minds, in our lives, with ourselves. Forget everyone else at this point. It's, how do I create balance within me in the simplest ways, without thinking that creating balance in my life requires a huge life-changing decision right now? Sometimes we go to the biggest, worst-case scenario, decision-making, life-changing thing in our minds, and that's why we get discouraged from moving in any direction, when essentially all we are ever asked to do is to move one step at a time. Okay? This moon in Libra is going to create an opposition to Jupiter in Aries. This is especially important in romantic relationships. What's going to happen is that we are going to begin getting a glimpse as to how people need their independence and they need their freedom. Whether it's because your partner is going to get busier with life and they kind of need to not spend as much time with you, or because someone says, I just need more space, or you may feel like you need more space, there is the sense of being very protective of our space, our independence, our individuality. This is giving us a glimpse into what the second half of 2023 is going to be about. And I know that that's a long time from now. You're going to forget about this, you know, as soon as this audio is over. That's fine. I'm putting it out there. Every single month that the moon transits Libra from here on out is an emphasis. As long as Jupiter is in Aries and the moon is transiting Libra, it's an emphasis on the relationship axis. Where am I in my relationships? Friday, June 10th, we have Mercury in Taurus trine Pluto retrograde in Capricorn. So this particular aspect, this is the third time it happens. The first time was April 28th. The second one was May 25th. The third time is this Friday, June 10th. What conversations were you having on or around that time? What is something that started back at the end of April that now is coming to... that now is coming full circle to some kind of resolution, or perhaps what you started talking about in April, you've now realized between the two eclipses and the Mercury retrograde, you know what? That's not moving forward. So I can cross that off my list and say, okay, that's done. Put it to bed. On to the next. All right. This is a great aspect for contracts, interviews, launches, announcements, commitments, lease, signing of leases, conversations that where are we conversation? What are we? Where are we moving? Especially in romantic relationships, especially because this is the day that Mercury finally comes out of its stationary period. We've been through eclipses. We've been through a Mercury retrograde. This is why I'm sure, almost, I'm 99.99% sure that any confusion that we may feel right now is because we're avoiding trying to do something that feels really hard. And I can understand that. I can definitely understand that. But ask yourself, to remain in this limbo, to remain in this uncertainty, is it worth it? Is it worth it when, especially if there is something that you can choose to do differently? Talk it through. Still take your time. Here's the thing. We can make a decision in our head and still take some time to actually do the thing. I know that I've done that. I know that I need prep time, okay? I need to have my confusion period. Then I need to have my period where I call myself out on my stuff and I say, all right, time to make that hard decision. This is the hard decision. Okay. This is the hard decision. This is what it means. This is what I have to leave behind. When I make this decision, chances are there's no turning back, but is it okay? Does it bring me peace? Does it bring me peace? Life is too short for us to hold on to drama that we don't need to hold on to. Okay. And then, okay, I've had some time. I've given my confusion space to be confused. I've given my decision time to be a decision, and now I execute the decision. Once you step into that space, you are claiming back your power. If you are in a space where you're waiting for someone else to make a decision for you that you think is going to make you feel better, you're giving your power away. And I'm saying these things in the way that I'm saying them because this week really doesn't lend itself for any excuses. Take your time. You're allowed to take your time. You're allowed to hold yourself fully. You're allowed to process. You're allowed to do all of that. But that is one thing. And continuing to hold on to certain excuses or continue to giving your power away, hoping that someone else is going to make a decision that's going to make you feel better and essentially make a decision for you. My love, come on. Come on. No. Be honest with yourself. To be honest with ourselves, I know it's not always easy, but it is a way that we show ourselves love. It is a way that we hold ourselves. It is a way that we honor ourselves. All right. Saturday, June 11th, we have a Venus conjunction to Uranus and Taurus. Venus, the planet of relationships. Uranus, the planet of technology, breaking things that no longer work out, getting rid of what's outdated, right? So on the one hand, Venus coming together with conjunction is screaming, date outside the type. If you have a type, date outside the type. If they need to be this tall, they need to have facial hair, not have facial hair, whatever it is, try to toss these things out the window and give dating outside the type a shot, at least in the month of June, or not. You'll do what you will. That's my humble suggestion. Venus coming together with Uranus. Uranus is the planet of technology. This also implies part of it is coming out of the comfort zone. If you are not into dating apps, perhaps give dating apps a shot and see how that feels. Mind the mindset that you're walking into it. I know a lot of people have resistance to it. I get it. I hated dating apps. I did not want them. I didn't. I did not get myself involved. But Uranus and Venus together in Taurus creates a different energy. And I think that it's mostly because of Taurus. Taurus is grounded energy. It's real. It's organic. It's very real. It's very natural, right? So to me, if I'm looking at this, I can say, okay, let me give this a shot. This is different. But again, the question, what feels honest to me? How am I my genuine self? All right. Venus coming together with Uranus also lends itself to a drastic changes in our appearance. Be mindful if you're into plastic surgery, if you're into Botox, be mindful. Don't exaggerate. Go little by little. Taurus reminds us to go little by little, step by step. If you want to color your hair, if you want to, I don't know, change your clothes, change your style, this actually lends itself for that. If you are thinking of getting a tattoo, be sure that that's what you really want. Because Uranus, while it comes and disrupts what is there and then kind of leaves and leaves us to kind of reconstruct, it can be very temporary energy. So it may be like, oh my God, I love this tattoo. I love it. I want it. I'm obsessed with it. Obsessed. And then next month, you're no longer obsessed and are wondering why you even got this to begin with. Be mindful, okay? Finally, Sunday, June 12th, we have the moon transiting the sign of Scorpio. So this is the first day. This is the first time the entire week that the moon is in a water sign. So even more of a reason to try and remain grounded, to be mindful of how your body feels, where your mind is, if you're dissociating. Because when the moon doesn't have a lot of water that it touches, we tend to just lean on the rational mind. Okay. So the moon in Scorpio on Sunday is a really great day to kind of come back to yourself. Self-care Sunday. Oof. Take advantage of it. Plan it already. Block off your calendar if you're able to do that. But also, this is the first time that the moon transits Scorpio again after the full moon eclipse in Scorpio of May 16th. So because this week, Mercury's coming out of station, Venus and Uranus are connecting in Taurus, we have this highlight in relationships, in conversations and relationships, balance. What's the balance in my life? What's the balance within myself? The week ending with that moon in Scorpio is really going to make clear, if you're not clear yet, what the eclipses were about for you. Because chances are, especially because on Friday, we have that Mercury trine Pluto in Capricorn, which happened twice before. Remember, April 28th and May 25th. We're still reviewing some things from the last 2 months. So the week ending in the moon in Scorpio kind of seals that off. It's like, okay, what did you really learn? What are you really coming? What's really coming along with you and what isn't? And a moon in Scorpio, again, it's very direct, very honest, and because it's the moon, which represents our emotional processing, our emotional nurturing, Scorpio wants to get down, down, deep down into what truly, truly nurtures you. So this is the inability to be able to escape the truth that is within us. Okay? So what do I leave you with? What I want to leave you with is be honest to you. Be honest to yourself. Have the difficult conversation with yourself. Be kind along the way. Accept what is. But ask yourself, what kind of life do you want to live? That is what I leave you with. Have an amazing week, and I'll talk to you next week.